About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your Tuesday. It's K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Final day of June. We got lots to get into this morning. Lots to give you as well. Water parks.
Boner gone away?
My boner has not gone away yet.
Okay.
It is remaining. It will remain until the end of the month. And then it will be gone.
Oh, wow, man.
And then it will be gone forever.
Okay.
Yesterday, Allie and I had an unexpected surprise here at K-Rock.
Which we weren't prepared for.
No.
But even though our boss said, I told you guys. And we
our boss is going senile. He's just like typing wrong names left and right.
Yeah, he had texted us about this interview with LA Magazine, and he failed to spell Alina Abovian's name properly. So none of us knew that we were going to be talking to her, and we would have dressed and acted very differently.
Klein was so upset.
So mad about this.
I would have worn my other black shirt.
Yeah. My good black shirt.
I mean, it was a Monday morning. We were all disheveled and whatnot, and he sent us some texts. He goes, hey, reminder, after the show, you're going to meet your friend Ellen.
Yes, he said Ellen.
And I said, all right, I don't know who this guy thinks we're friends with named Ellen, but I thought I was that lesbian that, I thought it was Ellen DeGeneres that we, that hosted our gay whatever the thing we
and then
did.
I would have had a boner.
Yeah, and I would have had a lady boner. But it wasn't the case, so I walked downstairs and there she is, Alina Abovian.
Looking great as ever.
Man. When are we going to see the magic? Because it was video, right?
There is video.
Oh, I can't wait to
see it. There's a lot of video. My favorite part was when she asked what we can attribute our success to, and Klein said, you.
Jesus, man.
I stand by that.
Oh, my God.
Stand by that.
So I think it was the moment that you joined us on the air.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I said, look.
Because that was a turning point. You're such a legend. And she was like, wow, thank you so much.
Jesus, man.
It was really annoying to having Allie there, to be honest.
It was. I was such a C-block.
First of all, she's sitting in this seat. We walk down to Alina Abovian, former KTLA reporter, beautiful woman. And she's got these seats next to her. And Allie, and I'm kind of starting to make the move for the seat next to her. And Allie, like, does this thing where she puts her big-ass pregnant ass and blocks me. She boxes me out so I can't sit in the good seat. And then she, like, does this, like, you know, little, like,
shuffle.
She shuffles over and boxes me out. And then she kind of hops up on the chair and blocks me. Now I'm off to the side, like, really terrible situation.
I was giving you better camera angle.
Yeah, flight. And then every time I try to kind of squeeze in to make some eye contact and get some flirting going on, Allie kind of jumps in and goes, you know, Klein's married.
I didn't say
it. I'm like, God damn it, Allie, shut up.
By the way, this man's very married. I just wanted to let everyone
know. See that ring on that finger?
Yeah. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Kept that ring finger in my pocket the whole time. Hit it away. Anyway.
We'll get into it because there were several weird things that happened.
Yeah, I mean, we both had.
Especially after the fact.
Yeah, don't. We don't talk about that on the air.
Let's wait.
I forgot.
Let's wait.
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa. Okay, let's wait. Anyway.
Then there was, like, photo shoots with us, but then this other guy wanted individual photos.
It's really strange. Yeah, the whole thing's weird.
What is happening?
Yeah, anyway, it's a big day yesterday here at K-Rock. Apparently, they're doing something. I don't know when. August, LA Magazine is going to do something about our show, which is cool, I guess. Get some press and a real publication for a change, as opposed to all the other radio trades that no one knows about. Congratulations. Yeah. There's a blurb about you guys in Radio Inc. I'm like, what the hell is that?
.edu.
It's the worst website ever. A decent show in store for you today, minus everything that just happened, and we get into it all after this on KROQ. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, phones, text line, the same number as yesterday. Hopefully same as tomorrow, 800-520-1067 to interact with the show, win yourself some stuff, or join us in a moment for Alley Knows the News. $100 in your future. And all you got to do is answer some questions about things going on in the world. Perhaps you've heard it before and never actually participated. Today is your day to take Alley's money. She's got that pregnancy brain setting in big time, so now would be a great time to take the money from a newly pregnant woman at 800-520-1067. And someone pointing out yesterday that when we were chatting with Joey Chestnut, we got some vintage Alley that we hadn't heard in a while. And I don't remember this, but
what's going on? Meet and Spot, longtime blogger here. Just wanted to point out in Alley's quest to ask the longest questions ever, it took her 20 seconds to ask Joey a question on today's podcast. If I were to do the math, considering that Joey ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, that's around 2.5 hot dogs. Let's just round it to 3 in 20 seconds. Alley, you've got to trim down the question.
That's a good, some good hot dog math right there, that it took you 2.5 hot dogs to ask him one question.
You know, I think what he's referring to is when I told him about my hot dog eating competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of my
part
question.
Of the question.
Yes.
Because the question was a quick question, which was, how do you fit all them hot dogs in your stomach? I remember where you ended up.
It was because there was no room left in my body. So how do you make room?
Yeah.
That was my question. But I had to explain that I tried to eat 6 hot dogs in 10 minutes. So it took me an extra 10 seconds to tell him that.
Yeah, when Joey,
we're nitpicking
when
here.
Joey joins us in the studio, which he'll do after he participates on the 4th of July, we'll let everyone else call in to brag about their greatest food accomplishments, because a lot of people have done some things in their day that they're very proud of. I mean, if it's got high and finished a couple of boxes of Lucky Charms in one sitting, that for you, that's your Joey Chestnut moment. No one gets to brag in the same way that guy does, because he is the number one ranked in the world. But if you think about all of the times that you go, I had a pizza, I thought I was going to have a slice, I looked down a few minutes later, I'd eaten the whole thing, and then I was still hungry and ordered another pizza. That is a food accomplishment, and that's why all these other countries that are coming to visit us in America now can't get over how much food we have, how many options we have, how deep fried it is, how big the portions are.
I would love
and they're
for
jealous.
The people who visited for the World Cup to attend the hot dog eating championship,
man.
And just see how America is the most American.
That is as American as we get.
Do they even do food competitions like that in Europe?
No, because it's
like they're like, let's eat cheese over the
haggis.
Course of 3 hours.
Who cares about that? We got lots to get to on today's show, including but not limited to your chance to win your way into multiple water parks in Southern California. That'll be happening starting at 9 and every hour thereafter. And Vanessa's said she's fed up with being short. So a little bit later on today, we will allow all of you shorties out there to join us for a little round of Short People, Big Problems. Because apparently Vanessa claims that she's sick and tired of random people trying to pick her up, which she says happens all the time. So if you are a shorty and you've dealt with the downside of being short, there's the obvious things we know about, like can't reach things, et cetera.
Can't see a concert.
Can't go on all the rides at Disney, whatever. But when you're an adult and you're a shorty, you must know what it's like. And Vanessa said she's had it. I don't know if she's going to get those leg extensions, but I'm open to crowdfunding that.
Or just stilts.
Oh, stilts would be the
stilts
best.
Stilts would be great.
Vanessa, if we got you stilts, would you wear them around here just to see how they fit?
For one day. One show.
Then you're not going to be getting good at them.
Yeah, what if you really enjoy, like, living life tall? Like, if we get you the tallie stilts, too. Like, I'm not even talking, like, the, you know, couple inches.
No, the ones that make you, like...
the Savannah Bananas guy?
Yeah, guy's, like, 10 feet tall. Yeah,
she wouldn't be able to walk into the building.
He's so great.
She wouldn't be able to sit down.
Yeah. Vanessa, we will get you stilts if you want to live life like a tall person for one day. But I think that you should commit to them if they work out for you.
I can't, no, that's silly.
I want them to be so high that she can park on the first floor and then just step onto the sky bridge.
Yeah, just her head just walks by the window.
Do you wear platforms or high heels or
she
do
wears
anything?
Heels.
I wear heels sometimes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a girl.
You have high heels that make you feel taller, right?
Yeah.
So think of these as just like higher heels.
And funnier.
And much, much
yeah,
funnier.
Way funnier.
I'm going to need some long-ass pants.
Yes.
Of course.
No problem.
We will sew all your pants together into one long pant.
If that's your issue with long pants, don't worry about that. We got your long pants covered.
But even it'd be funny in shorts.
Yeah. If you're going to go stilty, though, I mean, it would just be great if you just showed up one day taller and just watching
people
react.
On a day where we're a lot of guests.
Yeah.
Please,
one of those days
please help yourself to snacks.
My anxiety would be off the roof.
No, it's not an expression, but
then
okay.
Then learn to juggle.
What's the expression?
You're going to be off the roof with your long legs. It's going to be very exciting, Vanessa. So make a note of that. Add that to the notes on my desk. Get Vanessa stilts.
We'll use the slush fund.
Yeah, we do have some money we've been holding on to for just the right thing, and this may be the right thing. Because I'm sure stilts are not cheap. I don't know. They shouldn't be that expensive, but I bet they are.
Even to do a social experiment and have Vanessa have a day in the life of a tall person.
Yeah. Just, you know those parties where they have like the height parties where everybody's the same height? Like depending on what height you are, they get like little boots. Ever seen
I
that before?
Have no idea what you're talking
what?
About.
So like
if you're Vanessa, you get like these bigger boots. And if you're Klein, you get even bigger boots because he's smaller. And then the tallest would be Johnny. So he has like 1-inch boots. So everybody's the same height at a party.
I've seen that.
You have?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, it's cool.
And everyone then is cool. Everyone is
cool.
Sounds really not cool.
Yeah, right?
Everyone has
assigned
shoes.
By the way, are about $100.
So right, done. Add
everybody
to cart.
Everybody assigned like, right. little stilts.
I'm done.
We could do
height.
Jake's weird convoluted boot sizing thing, or we could just get some stilts for $100. Way to overcomplicate a very simple concept. All right, great. We'll take a quick break. We got people on the phone already that want Allie's money. If you'd like to call and play, 800-520-1067. The exact $100 you could win from Allie right now. If you don't win, we'll go towards buying Vanessa stilts. So I recommend you win it because it's good for you. But if you don't, you're still going to win because Vanessa will be on stilts pretty soon. Come back with that after this on K-Rock. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as we say around these parts. Taking Allie's money from her. All you got to do is answer some questions about the news. Do better than Allie. Well, she will leave the K-Rock studios and be sequestered in the hall, forcing coworkers to make small talk with her, which is the worst part of their day, but could be the best part of your day.
I'm making eye contact with a couple of them now.
Oh, man, they better hurry
Hello.
Up. They better microwave and run. You better microwave and run, or you're going to be out there talking to you about God knows what. Let's say hi to David listening to us in Orange this morning. Good morning, David.
Morning. Good.
Got five questions about things happening in the world. All you got to do is answer these questions quickly, confidently, hopefully accurately. No cheating. If you do better than Allie, she will be forced to pay you her money. Thousands of dollars have been paid to people just like you. It's time for your edition of Allie Knows the News. She's out of the K-Rock studios, and here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
This man who is hailed for courage and has just received the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize. Which man was just given this prize, the Mark Twain Prize from the Kennedy Center?
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. Great guess. If you don't know the answer in this game, just always guess Mark Ruffalo. We go to question number two. A plane landing at JFK claims that it was hit by what in the sky?
A meteor.
Meteor. Go to question number three. Medicare is going to start covering what drug for the first time ever?
Diabetes pills.
Diabetes pills. We go to question number four. These twins were spotted in public for the first time in years. Very rare to see them out in public, yet they were spotted, captured on camera. Which twins?
The Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins. And finally, U.S. soccer, not a game today, but they are playing tomorrow. Which country is the U.S. playing in their first game in the knockout round of World Cup action?
Bosnia.
All right. Bring Allie in. We'll score it together. See how you did. Trying to get easy. Want to pay the people. Nothing like having an extra $100. You can blow through. Summer barbecue essentials. Allie is re-entering K-Rock. The studios right now. David is in Orange. You want your money. And we go to question number one. This man, who is called Courageous, has just been bestowed the Mark Twain Award at the Kennedy Center. It's a big award if you get that Mark Twain Award. Who did it go to this time?
Is it Bill Nye the Science Guy? I don't know.
Oh, man. I thought you had it when you said Bill. He said Mark Ruffalo. Interesting guess. You had Bill right, but it's Bill Maher. Bill Maher. Courageous in comedy, winning the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Award. And we go to question number two. No one gets the point on question number one. Question two. A plane... It was landing at JFK. Claims that it hit what while in the sky?
Oh, I think a drone.
All right, he said meteor, but the correct answer is drone indeed. And there's been apparently a lot more close calls than ever before with the drones and planes. This one landed safely, but does claim that it did actually hit the drone, hit the plane.
Well, if you think about the matchup, plane is always going to win. I mean, drone's so tiny.
No.
A plane can just keep going.
Drone. A bird can take out a plane.
Yeah, that's
you
the thing.
Get a little bird in that engine. Boom, it's done.
That's what happened with. I think that's why Sully had to land in the river
because
it was like a bird, a goose.
Guts can get all in the.
You don't think there's guts? There's not guts inside of a drone.
There's like stronger guts in the drone.
Yeah, metal guts, dude. Go to question number three. Allie's up 1-0 as we go to question three right now. These twins, rarely spotted together and rarely spotted in public, were spotted out in public and photographed.
The Olsen twins.
Oh, man. So I don't know why that's such big news, but it's everywhere.
I still love the Olsen twins.
And he got that as well, so he's on the board. Also, turns out this guy's a creep because he knew that. So we go now. He's on the board, so he gets a point. Allie gets another point. Allie's up by one still with two questions left.
How do you make news every time you step out in public?
Crazy,
that
right?
That means that for years you're not stepping out in public at all. How do you avoid that?
Question number four, Medicare. We'll start covering this drug for the first time ever.
GLP-1s? Weight loss drugs?
He said diabetes pills, but the correct answer is for the first time ever, they're going to start covering those weight loss jabs.
Old people, Ozempic.
So if you want to start getting that summer bod ready to go, and you got that Medicare, now's the time.
And that loose skin is going to be something else.
Looser skin. It's looser skin summer, baby. And we go to this final question. I don't think it matters for you, David, but Allie, it's just taken off now in a commanding lead with one final question. U.S. not playing soccer today, but they do have a game tomorrow against which country at the first game of the knockout round for
Bosnia
U.S.?
Bosnia and
Allie can find it on a map, right? You can find it on a map.
I can find it on a map. Boom.
Let's bring in a map to prove Allie can't. David, sadly, you did not beat Allie in this round of Allie Knows the News. What must you shamefully admit?
My name is David from Orange, and Allie Knows the News.
There you go. Thank you for playing, and tomorrow morning another chance to win some of Allie's money, which you could all spend on illegal fireworks. We've said before that in an effort to try to make your day better, we make our days much worse, especially our personal lives, personal relationships, because we share far too much on the show.
The amount of damage control we have to do when we get home is massive.
It's nonstop. It's like 4 hours of damage every morning and then 20 hours of damage control at home. Just to get ready.
And then you kind of get back to like homeostasis and it starts all over again.
And then I look and I'm like, oh man, we got to talk about this Elena Bovian thing. Jesus Christ. I just put that fire out at home and now I got to start that fire again. And now Allie had to sit down with her wife yesterday and have the uncomfortable conversation about your funner summer challenge, which is to have a one night stand.
Yeah. And really the only thing I thought I could do was have a threesome with my wife because otherwise it would just be blatant cheating. And I did ask an AI dating coach about this. I got assigned an AI personality to talk to about how I'm going to convince my wife to do this. She gave me some advice.
Your wife needs to feel safe and genuinely enthusiastic about this with a real person. Go have that conversation tonight and come back and tell me what you've learned.
All right, well, I'm going to do it. And, you know, the door's not closed on you either. Just saying. That's still a possibility.
Hey, I appreciate the interest, but that's not my lane.
So she rejected
me. So Allie got rejected by the AI dating coach, even though she hit on her. But she said, you need to go talk to your wife and sit down and have the uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah, because we had a threesome years ago, and she said she never wanted to do it again.
Right.
So I thought the door was closed, but I wanted to ask her why. What didn't she like? What made her feel uncomfortable? Can we work through it?
So this was Allie, once again, sitting down with her wife, having a conversation.
This was post-dinner.
Does she know she's being recorded or?
No.
Okay, great.
Now she knows.
So here we go.
I don't smell anything.
B.O.
Wait, what?
Oh, this did start with her asking me to smell her armpits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that like lesbian foreplay? Or?
I don't know what she... I think because I have a higher sense of smell being pregnant, she wanted to know if I could smell her B.O.
Mm.
So that was the experiment. That was the post-dinner experiment.
This was at the table still?
I'm forced to do
this
that.
This was we're bringing the plates back into the kitchen.
Oh, man. What a terrible way to... We eavesdropped there on the wrong part of this conversation.
This is our foreplay.
Someone said, you're going to eavesdrop it on two lesbians talking about a threesome. I would have said, that's a conversation I want to hear. And yet, this is what I get. It's like so terrible how excited I was for what I just got.
I don't smell anything.
B.O.
Oh, yeah, I do kind of smell.
No. We love each other.
And everyone has a laugh about that? That is the wrong reaction.
She needed to shower, and then she did.
Well, anyway.
Then I got to the question.
Right. It's a nice way to
transition.
Suck all the sexuality out of this conversation before you get into it.
You know how we did Vanessa's summer challenge or whatever? Do you know what my summer challenges are?
I think one was a threesome.
Yes. Okay. So I just wanted to know when we did have one, no. What made you uncomfortable?
All of it. I don't want to talk about it.
Yikes.
We started off in a negative place, but there was some closure at the end. And
why?
The doors open.
Because I don't like thinking about it. All of it's uncomfortable.
Well, is there anything that would not make you feel uncomfortable about it? Like if we downloaded an app and started swiping on people that we could go on a date.
Oh my God, this makes me want to throw up. A date?
Was she talking about the BO or the conversation?
I think a little both.
What makes you
want to
throw up?
Column A, column B.
It's hard to keep track of what's making you want to throw up here. So what you are pitching to her, it seems like a pretty...
let's just see. Let's just go on a date with somebody.
Dipping our toe in it sort of thing.
Let's just
download an app. She seems like she's got none of this.
No.
Throw up. A date? Honey, I think I'm demisexual, which is like...
What does that mean?
That you only...
So Demi like Moore dummies. Then? Oh, she's dummy sexual. I am in love with dummies. That's why I picked you, honey. I'm a dummy sexual.
Just like, what does that mean?
That you only are sexually attracted to people you love.
Well, you can love anyone for a minute.
No.
Wow. So she's so like aunt. It's so funny because she's such a social butterfly. I've seen her get people's numbers. I've seen her hit on, well, at least it looks like, but maybe she's just thinking that this is all friendly. I've seen her
it
get phone numbers
friendly.
From bartenders before.
That's she's why hanging out with friends, all topless friends.
Dancing in the backyard, topless with other friends, and you claim that's just like a workout or something.
Yes, and the thing is, you all make fun because you think she's cheating on me constantly, and she gets upset because she's like, I would never even dream of doing that.
She's like, I am dummy sexual, and these people are too smart. I keep my love for you. No, that's the Jedi mind trick stuff she's pulling.
Well, what am I going to do then about this challenge? Because I'm supposed to have a one-night stand.
What? That's not a threesome.
Well, that's the only reason I thought we could do it would be a threesome. But if you're out, then I got to go rogue.
Are you serious?
I mean, I have to complete it.
I love it that you're taking this job so seriously. Of all of the stupid things we've said we have to do around here.
I have to cheat on you.
When we said it's time for you to chrome your dome, Allie, you said, not doing that, moving on. And this one, you're like, yeah. I have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So.
What am I going
to do? Shut up. I guess do it virtually.
Oh.
Go, do it.
Really?
Do it, yeah.
Would that turn you on if I
no.
were to
see what happens?
What the hell?
What is, in her opinion, what does virtually mean?
Well, I talked to her about a couple options.
Okay.
Do it and see what happens. You are going to owe, I'm going to have a list of things that you owe me for the rest of our life.
Oh, my God. No. But virtual, I won't owe you anything.
Yeah, you will.
Maybe I'll just hook up with, like, an OnlyFans model.
No, stop.
What about a robot? Like AI?
Sure. That's fine.
So... All right, so you've worn
so
her down.
So we reached a conclusion.
So hold on. So the negotiation went, I don't want to do the threesome. You can do the one-night stand virtually. And then you talked about what virtual is, and you said maybe I'll meet like an OnlyFans person.
And then she didn't like that idea, so she settled on AI.
And you went, but you kind of did some bad negotiating there because you went right from real human to robot, like so quick.
Well, she suggested virtually, but you know what? Keep playing it because she did come around. We talked for a while, and then... She kind of suggested that she might be interested.
There's a part of me that wants it. Like, that. How fun could that be? Like, I do see, I mean, it's...
What is that? Is sizzling? Is that her armpits?
That's bacon.
Oh, you guys are
making... dessert bacon.
Hold on.
Rub each other in bacon.
Well, you guys have the conversations about the threesomes followed by bacon. It sounds like the greatest house ever.
There's a part of me that wants it.
Oh, like... What are you cooking right there?
We're doing the dishes.
Oh, I thought you already had dinner. I was going to say, are you having after-dinner bacon? I love what's going on. Your house.
That, how fun could that be? Like, I do see, I mean, especially if this person
looks like Taylor Swift.
Right.
I knew you were going to say that.
So now she's like getting all, if she's physically attracted to the person.
Well, now she's like, if it was a person like Taylor Swift, who I'm already in love with, then we could do it that way.
Then her little dummy sexual thing works.
Exactly.
As long as they look like someone she's already in love with.
Yeah. And then I was like, if we were to meet Taylor Swift, and then would you have sex with her? And she was like, well, if we all vibed with each other. Yeah, and I was that's never going to happen.
Right. This is such a ridiculous hypothetical because that's never going to happen anyway. So the question is, can we find someone that slightly resembles her if you're drunk enough and the lighting is dim enough.
Right. There's a lot of things, variables that have to happen.
All right. Well, you have between now and Labor Day, but it's like you've
There's a door open.
You've laid the groundwork, and it wasn't a no-no. I mean, it started as like a pretty hard no, and then it ended with like there's
some bacon and some maybes.
Yes, some bacon and maybes.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
come on in.
We got the quick break.
We smell like B.O.
No, I don't like you.
We will be back in a moment. That's what we're all thinking right now, Taylor. Thank you. K-Rock, Finale Show. Let's get into your ADD news. Then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin. Lots to get into this morning. Lots to give you as well. If you like water parks, you like monster trucks. Nothing says America more than monster trucks and water parks. We'll make both those things happen for you coming up this morning. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Used to be that when a car crash happened, you knew most of the time it was some human's fault. Now, with all the self-driving cars of the world, it could be a person, could be a robot, or anywhere in between. And this Tesla crash that happened yesterday in Simi is a very strange story. This woman driving a Tesla through a Target shopping center, probably not going that fast, but then she lost control of the car. The car careened over the curb and slammed into an urbane cafe. Hit a woman who happened to be walking by the cafe. Unfortunately, that woman passed away. She was 79 years old. Other people were injured. They're trying to figure out exactly what happened and who was at fault. This woman who was driving was not under the influence or anything, as far as they can tell. There were also three kids in the car. Thankfully, all of them were okay. But as somebody who has one of the first Teslas, I have an old-ass 2014, I can't even really use cruise control on that car anymore because it will randomly slam on the brakes because it thinks it sees something that's not really there. I think cars can get senile.
Cars were given a lot of, quote, safety features to make us, you know, save us from crashing into things. But sometimes those safety features, they backfire. And I have a car that does a similar thing. It sees like a shadow, and all of a sudden it slams, slams the brakes on.
And then you could easily get into a bad accident.
I don't know how to turn that off. In this particular case, who the hell knows?
That almost happened to me yesterday when I was driving back to work. Like, a Tesla literally skid and, like, almost rear-ended me yesterday. And it was one of those safety feature things that malfunctioned.
I also think, though, that as we are depending more and more on the cars to drive for us, we're much worse drivers now.
We're paying less and less attention. We were already barely paying attention.
Yes, and now I think for a variety of reasons. But primarily because, at this point, most cars will beep if you get near something or they'll, you know, to give you some indication. So I think most people are kind of like, I'm just going to pay attention.
I just don't know why this would happen. Why would the car suddenly accelerate fast that it could go over a curb?
There was a Tesla that crashed into that house and somebody died also in that crash.
Yeah, and is that the car malfunctioning and just all of a sudden accelerate? Like, a person wouldn't know. Like the self-driving,
it doesn't make sense. I, you know, Tesla has some sort of like you said, safety feature that prevents that from happening. But obviously, it is happening.
But just like my car sees a shadow and thinks that there's something in its way, it could easily not think something's in its way when there is, right?
Could go both ways.
I mean, they could not see the curb and then think that that's where the road is, and that's not where the road is. That's where this innocent lady is, and she's just walking by.
Listen, I don't know how often this happens with other car makers. I'm sure
it seems to always be Tesla.
Crunch the numbers, it's been a lot of them, but lately, yes, it does feel like that's the what. Waymos and Tesla seem to be smashing into things.
God, and you can imagine somebody who's just walking down the street in a Target shopping center, walking by an urbane cafe, and then all of a sudden this car just plows right into you.
Right. Well,
terrifying.
that was like when you got hit in the Target parking lot, when that man ran into you and backed into you and fell down, and we all laughed.
I got no money for that.
No, you did not.
But you still need to see that video.
Still
looking
for that footage.
They won't release it, I'm telling you.
Still looking for that footage. Come on, Target.
Hey, you hurt that poor man.
Step it up. That old man is never going to be the same after he backed into an alley.
Showed up in a different car. Shenanigans. We are paying a lot more for everything right now due to inflation, but that doesn't mean that we can't still spend money on stupid crap. And here's the next dumb thing that we're spending our hard-earned money on: high-end ice.
We have our next viral grocery item, and it is not a dessert. It is not a snack.
Yeah, it's actually something that you wouldn't think you'd find in the freezer aisle. We're talking about frozen ice cubes. Yeah, frozen ice cubes. Aldi is selling a box of these for $4.99.
What?
The ultra-pure cubes are designed to melt slower and keep drinks cold without watering them down.
So like for an old-fashioned?
Hey, you got it. Others are questioning, though, if the $5 price tag is worth it for something you can quite literally make at home.
So pure, ultra pure large ice cubes. If you're going to buy five, you know, you're spending $5 on ice, something that you can make for free at home. But if you're, yeah, if you have a specialty drink or something, or you just want really high-end ice, there are some people who make a lot of money creating high-end ice for catering, like for events and parties and all kinds of stuff.
Spheres, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, the balls. Cool. The balls yeah. of ice look cool. I don't really know the reason. I guess if you're like a whiskey drinker or something like that.
No, it's $5 worth. Like,
I would think.
$5
man.
For frozen water?
But
no.
Here's the thing, though. If you're making a good drink, like let's say you've got a good bottle of tequila, whatever it is, and you're putting it over crappy ice that's just made with tap water that you froze, then aren't you...
Because it'll melt down and it'll...
Yeah, you're ruining the drink, supposedly. Right. I understand the argument behind it.
I'm not that fancy.
Would I go buy fancy ice? No, I wouldn't buy fancy
but
ice.
If the cube
but ice
was
is
there.
Great. Oh. Ice is great. In drinks only. Play the whole clip. Only in drinks.
Did you say in drinks only?
That's what I'm saying. You say it every time Omar plays it. You better believe it.
So the World Cup's getting heated. There were a couple of shootouts yesterday that ended in upsets. Germany lost to Paraguay in a penalty shootout or kickoff or whatever they call it. Morocco also won over the Netherlands when it came down to penalty kicks. And all this action is making people want to have sex like crazy. Tinder has said they've seen a 60% increase in matches since the start of the World Cup. So matches happening on and off the field, and 9 months from now, they predict there will be a World Cup baby boom in America.
Oh,
because
boy.
One way to change the population crisis in your country is to bring the World Cup to your country.
Well, if you think about it, there's always that Super Bowl baby boom that seems to happen in the cities that win the Super Bowl. That's something that's
everyone's
been...
everyone's so happy
right,
and hyped.
There's a good mood, and people are partying and drinking, and they're like, you know, you're more likely, when you're less stressed and you're more happy, you're more likely to probably have sex. So
but
now
you know,
that seems to be happening all the time.
I think a lot of women are getting on the apps right now because there are new men entering the dating pool in America. Because I think most heterosexual women that I know that are online dating, they're like, I went through all the guys. They're all, there's none left.
Right.
It's
there's
over.
No good American men. But
yeah,
maybe there's a Bosnian that's visiting.
Exactly.
Right.
That will treat me with any sort of decency.
Yeah. Well, that's a sad state of affairs for us American men when they're like, just hopefully there's just another guy that came into this country.
That will return a phone call.
It won't ghost me. All right. Well, anyway, we get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it next. It will be the greatest hour of your life. That's a guarantee. Money back on KROQ.